The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we've got Brooks Kubik. We're going to be talking about feats of arm strength. Who were they, these strong guys that had strong arms, and what did they do to establish that reputation? Later in the show, we're going to be talking about white gold, milk, when we have Dr. Andrew on, who has done so much research into this now that he probably could write the definitive book of why raw unpasteurized milk is so important for you. I want to mention that thanks to Elisa Profumo, I have been in the gym training every single day, except the selected days off, and I feel fantastic again. I can tell the metabolic changes that are occurring in my body. Let anyone say to me that through exercise you can cure any malady, any disease. I will prove it to them, and it's the fact. Okay, just want to remind everybody that Iron Mag Labs is having a Labor Day sale. Everything is 20% off using the coupon code Labor Day 20, all one word, Labor Day 20. Don't forget, Super DMZ, a pound of muscle a day, but it is not for sissies, I warn you now. My first guest today is a fan favorite. When he is on the show, people tune in from all over the world to listen to him, Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm doing great. How are you today?
Great. You want to know something, Brooks? I just want to let you know, we can tell, like, the point of presence where people, we have three listeners in Sao Paulo, Brazil today. We have,
we have a
listener who I know who he is on the island of Mauritius off the coast of Madagascar. That's Dominique Lest. He's tuning in today. We actually have, two listeners in Tokyo. They're tuning in all over the world because when Brooks Kubik, the official keeper of the flame of physical culture, comes on the show, everybody wants to hear what you have to talk about. Even when it's you and I just bantering the mundane, it's interesting. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, but I'm trying to think of anything mundane that we've talked about, and I can't think of anything.
Well, you know, sometimes you and I just talk about our training or, like,
sure.
Like before the show, I was talking to you and I said, you know, I'm going to have to stop training chest and shoulders for at least a few months. I'm going to have to just focus on training back and legs only, because just when I thought my shoulders were feeling better, I went into the gym yesterday and did some wide, moderately heavy hammer strength presses, which is a move I used to love and I used to do. And son of a gun, if my right shoulder didn't pop, and it was in such pain that I couldn't sleep last night. And I said to you, I wish there was a litmus test that would say, okay, when you get to this point, wait two more months, and then you can start back because your shoulders are healed. And I thought they were all better, and they're not.
I think the litmus test is whenever you think you're ready, you're not.
Yeah, that's a, you know what?
Unfortunately.
That's a good, you know what? That's actually a good point. I think that whenever you think you're ready, you should then wait another couple months.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, there you go.
I mean, it's crazy. And you were also mentioning when we were off the air something that I thought was a real good point for listeners, and that was that you hurt your shoulder on the very last rep at the bottom of the movement. You were lowering. You were going for that extra
I purposely
stretch at the bottom.
Right. I was using the hammer strength wide grip press. And I've customarily been using 4 and 5 plates when I used to use that. I was on my third, I had 3 plates on each side, and I was at my 8th rep, and I thought, you know, I'm going to go all the way back to the stops. I'm going to get as wide as I can. I also did something stupid. After the first 2 reps, which were easy, 2 sets, which were easy, I adjusted my seat down 2 clicks because I thought I want to get a little deeper into the movement, really spread my chest apart. Went all the way back to the stops with the first one, pushed it out, and it felt fine. Thought, I'm going to do one more. I should have just stopped there. I said, I'm going to do one more like that. And that's when my shoulder popped.
Oh, jeez.
And I should have just stopped after the first test of width, and that would have been it.
Well, yeah, and you know, this is not the subject of the show, but, you know, it's a real good time to go back to something that we've covered briefly, and that is you can really hurt yourself badly, or you can re-injure yourself very easily when you're in the down, the bottom position, the fully extended position of a movement. You're going for that extra stretch. That is the danger zone for injuries.
That's the weak spot of the movement. That's the
absolutely. And unfortunately, all it takes sometimes is, you know, just an extra half inch, particularly with weight resistance. And, you know, you had a lot of weight on the machine.
And because you're dealing with leverages. A half inch is dramatic in leverages.
Yeah, and, you know, I was talking on a previous show about hurting my shoulder when I was a kid on the Nautilus pullover torso machine.
Right.
Doing that extra stretch. I've talked about how guys always hurt themselves doing dips. No one likes to hear that. Everyone loves doing dips. But everyone that I know, eventually they write into me and they say, oh, man, I hurt my shoulder doing dips. And it's always the same. They went a little bit too far, and bang, that extra half inch one day just nailed them. Do you remember the Cambered bench press bars, sometimes
sure.
called McDonald bar after
yeah.
Mike McDonald?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, same thing. It's a bar that's curved. Cambered so that you can lower your hands much lower below the top of your chest, much lower than a normal bench press. And the theory is that that's going to give you explosive power off the bottom of the movement. Well, the problem is a lot of guys who used that found, you know, one day, sooner or later, bang, they tore their shoulder because they were going too low. And it's the same, you know, if you're doing push-ups on, you know, handles and you're going for that low stretch at the bottom, it can be the same. We're talking about arm training today, so, you know, very quickly I'll throw out, it can be the same on any kind of curling machine or on a preacher bench or Scott bench curls, whatever you want to call them. That low position, that extended position where all the pressure is on the joint, the muscles come out of play and everything is on the joint, that's what can cause problems, and that's what people really need to be aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. I just got a note. We have one. There must be a physical culture community in Brazil, because we have a listener in Rio de Janeiro as well. We have four listeners in Brazil right now. That's amazing to me.
Brazil is a physical culture paradise.
Is it really?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I you know, hey, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. The martial art.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The beach, the sand, physical culture, the training. One of the people I was going to talk about, Maxic, I believe ended up in Brazil. It may have been Argentina, and I apologize to those in Brazil and Argentina. I don't mean to confuse you. I just am, my memory on this one particular lifter is going out. But, I mean, you know, South America as a whole has some very interesting, very surprising physical culture. It's a shame that we don't know that more about it in North America.
Yeah. So Brooks, we have two mm-hmm. minutes before the break. Let's start getting into the subject at hand.
Sure.
Big biceps, strong biceps. Women do love arms. I've watched Sex in the City now with Elisa, and I happen to know that women do like men that have nice, thick upper arms. It is a sign of strength, is it not?
Well, of course, yeah. And, you know, it's a funny thing to say, but a lot of people go back and forth. You know, they say, are big arms functional? Are curls important? You know, and a lot of guys won't do curls. They won't train their upper arms because they think it's just bodybuilders who do that, or it's just appearance, or it's, you know, whatever. But, you know, if you think about really macho head-to-head combat sports.
Right.
Football, for example.
Right.
Wrestling. You know, anything where it's man against man or men against men, you know, you're pushing and you're pulling with your entire body, including, guess what? Your arms. And the other thing, this is really interesting. Even if you think that the hips, the lower back, the legs are the seat of a man's strength, which is to a large degree true, never underestimate the effect that upper arm size has on your opponent. Because if the guy sees that you're one big, thick-armed, burly-looking son of a gun...
Psychologically. You psych
bingo.
Him out.
Yeah, psychologically. I mean, you know, think about, talking about mixed martial arts. Ken Shamrock.
Yeah. He did have nice arms, didn't he?
Yeah, and you know, it's an intimidating thing. You know, and I'm not saying everybody has to walk around being macho and intimidate other people, but I'm just saying, you know, the guys who say, well, I'm a wrestler, I don't need arms. It's sort of like, number one, you do. And number two, you want them because, like it or not, it does send a message to the other guy. You know, particularly if those upper arms are attached to a really good pair of strong, freaky-looking forearms.
You know? Yeah, yeah. You know, and Ken Shamrock had a great physique in general. He had big, round shoulders. He had a broad chest. He had a really what would probably be categorized in today's IFBB NPC world as a physique competitor.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. And do you know what he mentions in his book, the Lion's Den book?
No, what?
His biography. He talks about dinosaur training and how much he likes it.
No kidding.
Yeah, you can get Ken Shamrock's book, look that up.
Did you know this already, or did someone point it out to you, or did you happen to read it? How did you find out that he mentioned you?
Kim Wood, the former strength coach for the Cincinnati Bengals, is a very good friend of mine.
Okay.
And he trained Shamrock for one of Shamrock's fights.
Hopefully not one of them against Tito Ortiz.
No, okay. It was one before then.
Good.
And, early in his career, and I mean, it really worked. And basically what Kim had him do was something that he called, you know, Shamrock said, I like this, what am I doing? And Kim said, dinosaur training. And that's how it ended up getting mentioned in Shamrock's book.
I'll be darned. That's so cool. Hey, we've got to take a commercial break. When we come back,
let's get
deep into this. Let's start talking about amazing feats of arm strength. How do you like that? The word feats and arms in the same sentence. We're talking with Brooks Cubic today. You can learn more about him by going to his website, BrooksCubic.com. Later in the show, Dr. Andro will divulge everything he knows about the white gold known as raw unpasteurized milk. We'll be right back. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need and to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. We're going to be talking about the men with the strongest arms and the things that they did to win this reputation. Brooks, we have a listener that I believe has to be tuning in just to hear you. He is as far north as I've ever seen anybody be on our map. He's on the west coast of the Hudson Bay, about the height of the bottom of Greenland in Canada, tuning into the show right now. And I got to believe he's one of your fans. I don't think I've ever seen anybody that far north listening to the show before. So this is the first. Whoever you are, thank you for tuning in. So there you go. So who had the strongest arms, and what did they do to win those reputations?
Well, back in the 40s, Bob Hoffman wrote a book called Big Arms. And on the front cover is a massive, huge, gigantic drawing of an arm. And the arm in question is that of a legendary French strongman named Apollon.
Oh, yeah, sure. Apollon's wheels, right? Those are the they press them today. Yeah.
Yeah. Apollon's wheels goes back to Apollon. That was his stage name. His real name was Louis Uni. And he was born on January 21, 1862, died on October 18, 1928. You know, so we're talking about a long time ago.
Right.
Okay. And for his era in particular, he was a giant. 6'3", 260 pounds, not fat. I mean, he was well-proportioned, hard muscle. And like many of the lifters of that time, many of the stage performers, he didn't do what we would call bodybuilding. He did rugged feats of strength, sometimes just grab a barbell or a whatever and just heave it up any way you can. And the training that they did with old-fashioned unwieldy weights, particularly weights with thick handles, built tremendous arm strength, not only forearm strength, but in Apollon's case, just tremendous bicep and tricep strength and size. Now, one of his greatest feats of strength, possibly his greatest, did not even involve a barbell, a dumbbell, or any other kind of weights. Now, picture this. He had a stage act. I mean, he was a strong man by trade.
Right.
And they did very interesting stage shows and acts back then. I mean, sometimes it was almost like going to the theater. You know, this is long before movies, you know, so people are starved
right.
for entertainment.
Right.
So he does an act where he plays the role. It's almost like a stage play. He's an escaping prisoner wearing a big cloak that covers him up completely. You can't see him. All you see is the cloak.
Right.
And he runs, and he's pursued by other actors who are dressed as guards. And he runs away from them, and he comes to a heavy iron gate with big, thick iron bars. And the guards are, you know, close behind. You can hear them shouting, and, you know, everyone in the audience is wondering, you know, will he escape? Will he get away? What will he do? Well, the bars in the show, they were big, thick iron bars, but they were soft iron.
Ah.
Okay.
Like a lead, combination of lead and something else, maybe, or?
Well, they weren't tempered.
Yeah, okay.
They were, you know, it was soft iron, and he's big and strong as a gorilla. And what he would do, I mean, they were real iron bars, and they had not been tampered with. But his act would start by, all of a sudden, he'd rip off this cloak, and you'd see this huge man. And remember, 6'3", 260 pounds back in 1880, 1890.
Right, when malnutrition was the norm and the average person was maybe 100 pounds, 115 pounds, because they were little people too back then.
Exactly. I mean, you know, this man is gigantic. Okay. So, you know, everyone looks at him and says, oh my gosh, you know, look at that. And then what he does is he takes the bars and with his hands, with a serious effort, he bends them enough to squeeze that big, massive body through and escape. And that would be the start of his stage act. And then he'd lift dumbbells and barbells and other things and so on. And, you know, but people just loved it. Okay, so back then, this must have been April Fool's Day.
Right.
Somebody who was a practical joker, and history does not mention his or her name.
Right.
The practical joker goes to the blacksmith.
I know where you're going already with this.
And he tempers the iron bars so that they are now hard iron, as hard as can be.
So figure that we're going to fix him. We're going to play a joke. He'll never be able to bend these. This will blow the whole act.
Exactly. So, and as a side note, with a guy this big and strong, why in the world would you ever think of playing
why would you want to piss him off, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and what's the blacksmith going to say? Oops, I made a mistake. Okay, you know. But anyhow, so here's the act. You know, the audience is there, and he's running away from the guards, and he gets to the gate, and he throws off his cloak, and he grabs the bars, and he heaves, and nothing happens. And he's thinking, huh? What? And he pulls again, only harder this time, and nothing happens.
Now facing embarrassment.
Exactly. And you can imagine this big man and his face is starting to turn bright red. And he gives it his maximum effort and he's shaking and quivering and pulling and nothing happens. Now, he was married.
Right.
You know, they say behind every great man there's a woman.
Oh, man. Did she start screaming at him?
She was in the stage wings, and the hilarious part was she was a very tiny woman. She was like 5 foot, okay?
Right.
And she just starts laying into him. People in the audience could even hear it. And she's calling him lazy and you no good such and so, and we're going to get fired and, you know, we'll lose everything and come on. And she just whips on him, and he gets mad. And he starts pulling on those solid, heavily tempered iron bars, and he actually manages to bend them enough to squeeze through.
Oh, my God.
He's covered in sweat,
yeah,
completely exhausted, and this is like a maximum effort of his life. He staggers to the front of the stage. He can barely stand up at this point, and he says to the audience, I'm sorry, I cannot continue the show.
Because he was exhausted.
Yeah, and they stand up, standing ovation, because they know that they had just witnessed one of the greatest feats of strength of all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But would you classify that as arm strength? I mean,
arm, grip, total body. And see, it's a good example.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not just talking about curls, who can curl the most weight. I'm talking about using your arms with your body in an incredible, ferocious effort.
Right.
And, you know, go back to, would you really want to wrestle that guy?
No. I don't even know if I want to shake his hand, to be honest.
Well, yeah, I mean, no one would shake his hand. I mean, you don't want to shake his hand. You don't want to arm wrestle him. You don't want to be across from him in the line playing football. You know, I mean, this was a seriously, incredibly strong man.
Was there any backstory after that happened? Did he seek out to find out? Did he learn the joke that had been played on him? Did he seek revenge or anything like that?
In Mark Twain's famous line, "The curtain of charity descends upon the scene." No.
Yeah.
No backstory, but boy, don't you wish you knew?
Yeah. But I got a funny feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about what you said, like, who would want to piss this guy off? I have a funny feeling, and then my feeling was fortified by your explanation of his little wife in the audience screaming at him. I get this feeling that he was an affable human being that just happened to be the embodiment of strength, which is quite often the case when you meet some of the strongest men in the world. You find out that they're timid, they're insecure, unsure of themselves, and searching desperately to find a friend because they've been ostracized and feared for so long. They never get close to anybody. So what you end up finding is a very timid human being who, rightfully so, could lift the car and drop it on you, but that's not their intention.
Well, I don't know if timid is the right word. It's more like he was so strong. He probably didn't even know his own strength. And in order to really get keyed up to do something incredible, he had to be angry or motivated or embarrassed or something.
Yeah.
For example, another story about Apollon, the Rasso Trio, three other professional strongmen, challenged him to a contest. We'll put our strongest guy against you on stage in public and we'll beat you.
Okay.
And then what they did, they came over to watch him train one day. Okay. Now training, you know, there weren't gyms, and so the strong men carried their weights with them, and they would train usually at the theater where the weights were for the act.
They would leave them there, in other words.
Yeah, well, you couldn't carry them around because they were too heavy.
Right.
So Apollon is training so he can meet the challenge of the Rasso Trio. And all of a sudden, there, sitting right in front of the stage, it's the Rasso Trio, smirking, smiling, saying, "Go ahead, don't bother, we'll just watch."
Right.
So he decides, okay, I'll show you. So he has a 143-pound barbell loaded, and it weighs 143 pounds with globe weights that are empty, okay? It's 2.5 inches thick.
The bar is 2.5 inches thick.
Yeah, 2.5-inch diameter handle on the bar, big globes, and empty, it weighs 143 pounds.
Right, so then they usually load it with shot, right?
Or sand. And in this case, he says to his assistant, okay, go back and load this with sand. I'll show them. And loaded with sand, this now becomes 198 pounds.
Okay.
200 pounds.
Right.
Okay, so the assistant, now this is another crazy story. Who would play a joke on him? Well, backstage there was a professional wrestler named Paul Pons. Paul Pons was about as big as Apollon, maybe bigger. And so perhaps he thought it would be okay to be the practical joker this time.
Right.
He says, don't put the globes back on the barbell. Take them off and put on these solid iron globes from one of his other barbells. He'll never know the difference.
Because they look exactly the same.
They look the same because they were painted and done up for stage, like stage weights.
Right.
So the assistant, and I don't know why the assistant did this, but the assistant puts the solid iron globes on this 2.5-inch thick handle dumbbell. Now, instead of weighing 198 pounds, it weighs 341 pounds.
Big difference.
Big difference. So now they go back and they're kind of like watching from behind the stage, and the Rasso Trio is watching, and Apollon is looking at the Rasso Trio and he's getting really mad. He lifts the bar, he cleans the bar to his shoulders with two hands.
Right.
Pushes it overhead, transfers his grip so he is now holding the thick-handled 341-pound barbell overhead with one hand, stands now on 1 foot, balancing on 1 foot, holding 341 pounds overhead with one hand, finishes off by heaving it up in the air, you know, dips his knees, throws it up in the air, catches it in the crook of his elbows, hands turned up like a curl.
Right, right.
Drops it to the stage, says to the Rasso Trio, okay, you try.
Now, keep in mind, they heard him say, fill this with sand, so they're thinking 200 pounds.
And it's 340, and he apparently didn't notice the difference. He was that energized.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And, you know, that's another one where it was a good thing it worked out for him, because otherwise I'm sure he would have twisted his assistant's head right off of his neck.
I come back to the feeling that Apollon was actually very affable. Otherwise, people wouldn't have tried to play jokes on him. If he was a vengeful person, the one joke would have been played on him. He would have smashed that guy, and no one would have ever done it again. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with more stories about the strongest arms in the world. And later in the show, Brooks is going to tell you how you can build those types of strong arms. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Dr. Andro will be discussing the merits of raw unpasteurized milk colostrum
and what he likes to call the poison milk, which I'm sure has to do with pasteurization. Right now we're talking with Brooks Kubik about the strongest arms in the world. Who else? You mentioned Max Sick. We actually did a show on Max Sick. I had Randy Roach on, I think it was, quite a long time ago. Or was it you that did the show with me on Max Sick?
I think I've mentioned him on the show before. He was
We actually did a tribute show to Max Sick, and it was Randy Roach that came on and talked about it.
Okay.
We had a listener say that asked us to do a show on Max Sick one time.
Okay.
And so we did a tribute show to him. Who else? Who else had that type of strength?
Well, let me start by saying I'm on your Facebook page at the moment, and I need to give a shout out to Mindy Long, who says thank you for the ad, and she is linking to a CrossFit article called "The Caveman Home Companion,"
right?
That shows a guy working out in his backyard by lifting a rock.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, actually. I saw the post.
Mindy Long has given me the lead-in into the very next guy I'm going to talk about. Lewis Sear of Canada.
Huh.
Almost the same age as Apollon. They were contemporaries. Lewis Sear was born on October 11, 1863, in St. Cyprien de Naperville, which is near Montreal. And I'm sorry if I'm butchering my French pronunciation here. He died on October 10, 1912.
Oh, day before his birthday.
Yeah. And he and Apollon, at the height of their career, were the two strongest men in the world. They never met. It would have been wonderful if they had, but they never did. Sear was not the towering giant that Apollon was. He was 5'8", weighed between 270 and 315 pounds, but he was ferociously, incredibly strong from head to toe, including his arms. And the reason that I said that Mindy Long gave me the intro here, you want to talk about rock lifting. When he was 18 years old, Lewis Sear won a contest naming him the strongest man in Canada, and he did it by lifting. The contest was not barbell lifting, not dumbbell lifting. It was lifting granite boulders out in a field. Who could lift the biggest, heaviest granite boulder?
Right.
And Lewis Sear lifted, essentially a deadlift, a 480-pound granite boulder.
Wow. Which is so hard to handle in the first place.
Yeah, well, and for a guy who's only 5'8", I mean, you know, that's as big as you are.
Right.
You know, I mean, think about it. If you're 5'8", you're not going to have the biggest wingspan of all time. I mean, that's some pretty serious stuff.
Yeah.
So, and that's at age 18. He's
wow.
just a teenager.
Yeah, he's just growing.
Yeah. He then he decides he needs a job. He gets a job on the police department, the police force in Montreal. And he ends up on the front page for one of his arrests early on. He is out by himself, think saloons, places, bars, places where guys are drinking, hanging out. Two guys get into a knife fight. Some reports say three guys, some say two. And the young officer, the police officer, Lewis Sear, walks right up. He doesn't care if they've got knives out. Walks right up, disarms either both men or all three men, if there were three.
Right.
The disarming renders them unconscious. He then has to take them to the police station. They don't have any way of getting them there. So he just takes one man under each arm and carries them to the police station.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's amazing. I knew you were going to say he carried them. I thought you were going to say he threw them over his shoulders and carried them.
He just carried them in his arms. He was a nice man. He was another gentle giant. You know, knocking them out gently was the worst he would do. And then he didn't want to carry them on his shoulders. They might fall off and get hurt. So he carried them in his arms. Now, again, he's a little bit like Apollon in that one of his, what I think is just a, you know, when I read about this, I was just trying to picture this. One of his greatest feats of strength was because he got a little bit ticked off at somebody. And the way it happened, he was in London. He was performing his strongman act in London. He was performing at, of all places, the Royal Aquarium. You know, so I'm trying to picture.
Why there?
I have no idea, but apparently it was quite a venue back then, you know, for theatrical shows, including strongman acts, which right. were, of course, very popular. So he's got a deal where he is lifting overhead a 240-pound thick-handled dumbbell. Now, exactly how thick, I don't know. I know that he had dumbbells that range from 1.5 to, I believe, 2.5 inches in diameter.
Okay.
It was probably one of those, but I don't know for sure. But it's a thick-handled dumbbell weighing 240 pounds.
Right.
And what he's going to do is lift it overhead in sort of a modified bent press, side press, sort of a heave, which was the classic one-hand lift of that era.
Right.
So he's got it up to his shoulder. He's getting ready to do it. And someone from the audience calls out, "Ah, it's fake. That's not a real weight." And he stops. He lowers the dumbbell with one hand, kind of like a reverse curl, a negative on a reverse curl
right.
or a hammer curl. Okay. And now he's holding it at his side like a suitcase. And remember, this is 240 pounds with a thick handle.
Right.
He walks over to the edge of the stage. He points to the guy who shouted. He said, "What did you say?" And the guy said, "It's fake." He says, "You said this is fake." The guy said, "Yeah, it's fake." He said, "Watch this." He turns around. He walks back to the center of the stage. He's carrying it in his hand the whole time.
I know what you're going to say already. He drops it and it goes through the floor of the stage.
No. He cheat curls one-handed the thing up to his shoulder
right.
with just kind of a heave. And then pushes it overhead.
Right.
And then he lets it drop, and it doesn't go through the floor of the stage, but everyone understands this is serious, and he invites the disbeliever up, and of course the disbeliever is running for cover at this point. Other men come up, and everyone's like, you know, no, it's legitimate.
Right.
But picture how strong that arm was to rather nonchalantly lower 240 pounds to your side.
Right. And then curl it back up again.
Well, walk around with it for a while, and then just kind of heave it back up. Not a strict curl, but, I mean, a cheat curl with one hand with 240?
Yeah, who cares, right? Cheat or not.
Good gosh.
Yeah, that makes now, a big difference.
He did one other thing that is just absolutely insane, and at first you're going to think, no way. That's what I thought until I read more and studied more, and I learned a little bit more about how he did it. Back in those days, a lot of the strongmen lifted barrels, okay. as I describe in my book, Dinosaur Training. They lifted barrels, they lifted beer kegs, you know, things that the average man could relate to.
Right.
Well, Lewis Sear was a real proponent of barrel lifting. On one occasion, he lifted a 445-pound barrel.
Wow.
Filled with water and sand, up to his shoulder with one hand.
Oh, how a barrel. How could he do that with one hand?
Well, that's what I wondered. And eventually, as I searched through, I learned how. You tip the barrel over, it's facing away from you. You lean forward, one hand, you know, left hand on your leg to brace yourself, right hand under the barrel, and what he would do is tip up the side.
And onto his shoulder?
Onto his thigh.
Okay.
Okay, and then tip it up, and you're lifting it with a combination of the arm and kind of kicking it up with the leg.
Right, I got you now. Okay.
Okay.
But still, and 400 plus pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I don't know what that translates to, you know, as far as how much can you handle in a dumbbell curl or a barbell curl or whatever. But I'm going to tell you something. That man was a man, you never wanted to arm wrestle with him.
Oh, forget it. For him to wrap his arm around it and then and put it up on his and put it up on his thigh and hold
that's
it there.
Insane.
Yeah,
that's insane.
400 plus pounds. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Brooks,
yeah.
Is there any chance that any of this was staged at all? I mean, this sounds like... This is unbelievable.
Well, you know, there's always a chance when we're going so far back that you know, the weights are wrong. I mean, gosh,
well,
the,
there was
maybe
some embellishing that may have been done in the storytelling process.
Maybe it only weighed 400 pounds. Maybe it only weighed 350.
Right.
What, you know,
yeah, what's the difference, right?
It's like, you know, the report was he arm wrestled a large gorilla, you know, when really he arm wrestled a medium sized gorilla.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, it's like that.
Doesn't
and,
matter.
You know, and you know, the other thing too, back then, I mean, again, there's no other entertainment. There's no internet. There's no TV. And when a strongman's doing feats like this, it's like everyone's out watching because, you know, they're selling tickets.
Yeah.
And so you've got people in the audience who don't believe it. So you have, you know, scales to weigh the stuff, and you have guys who come up and they try to heave it. They're like, yeah, that really is heavy. And, you know, so maybe the details aren't right, but, you know, nevertheless, very, very powerful man.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, you're going to divulge how people can learn to build this kind of arm strength, correct?
Sure.
Okay. All right, we're talking with Brooks Cubic. You can learn more about him by going to his website, BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. He's going to teach you how you can have strong arms. Stay tuned. We'll let you know more. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Look, brother, there's a new move. There's a new thing. Get down to the nitty gritty.
Get down to the nitty gritty, Brooks. Come on. Come on, Brooks, get down to the nitty gritty. How can I build arm strength like that?
Give me the nitty gritty.
Okay. Well, let me say this. I'm going to start out by saying here's how you don't do it.
Okay.
You don't build arm strength, emphasis on strength, by pumping your arms.
By doing curls.
Well, no, you can build tremendous strength by doing curls, but you have to do them the right way, and it's not pumping.
Right.
Every arm training course in the history of the world, with one exception, and I'll get to that in just a second, every course that I'm aware of is a pumping course. We're going to pump the muscles up, we're going to fill them with blood, and we're going to build great, big, huge, massive arms.
Yeah, add an inch to your arms in weeks, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, some people say add an inch in an hour, add an inch in a day, add an inch in a week, you know, whatever.
Right.
Build 29-inch upper arms, you know, the whole thing. That's the whole arm training culture. It's complete cosmetic bodybuilding, to use Vince Gironda's term.
Right, right.
And it's not about strength training. Now, it's absolutely amazing. A lot of guys think, okay, I'm going to train my legs, I'm going to do squats, I'm going to train my back, I'm going to do deadlifts, and I'm going to do heavy weights, and I'm going to do low reps, and I'm going to really, I'm going to work it more like a power lifter, for example, or an Olympic weightlifter, because I'm trying to build strength. But when they think about their arm training, they buy into this thing of, we got to pump up, got to pump till we drop. Now, the only course that I'm aware of that teaches a different way is a course that I wrote 20 years ago, which is out of print. I'm just looking. This is absolutely hilarious. It's running in used books on Amazon.
Right.
$69, $160.79.
How much did you sell the book for when you sold it?
Well, I wrote it for someone else, Stuart McRobert, who sold it, and actually it was used as a giveaway for a number of magazines. You know, if you subscribe, you get a free course. Muscle Media 2000 did that.
Oh, really?
So it was a freebie. The highest price right now for this used course, which is a 16-page little pamphlet, is $186.44.
Really?
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane, and it's probably a course somebody got for free 20 years ago when they subscribed to Muscle Media 2000
right.
or whatever. Or if they paid for it, they probably only paid like $10 or $15.
Right.
What I'm doing now, I have written a new dinosaur arm training course.
Right.
And this is the one that gives you the secrets of building not just big arms, not just strong-looking arms, but really strong, really powerful, Herculean arms.
Right.
The kind of arms that Apollon had, the kind of arms that Lewis Sear had, frankly, the kind that John Grimmick had. I mean, you know, Grimmick would warm up backstage at the Mr. Universe contest, 195 pounds, just warming up,
right.
Doing curls.
Right.
You know? That's the kind of old school, really strong arm training development. You know, our arm training course that I've put together, it's brand new, new routines, new information, much longer than that old course that I wrote so many years ago. This one, I don't have it printed yet, but it's going to be in the neighborhood of 32, 36 pages, maybe even up to 40 pages.
Right.
8.5 by 11. People can find it on my website, www.brookscubic.com. Go to the products page, click on products, and when you click on products, the very first product there under training courses is the new dinosaur arm training course. If you're listening to the show and you place an order, tell them Carl sent me. And I will include a special free bonus when I fill your order.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a Carl sent me bonus.
Is it a picture
now,
of me? This is the bonus?
Well,
Elisa
made me promise not to tell.
Oh, okay.
She does have a great photo that the readers are
that they'll love. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, photo of Carl sleeping, but no. This is a book about, not a book, but a training course about building strong arms. And so what we're talking about are training the arms the way you would train your legs or your lower back for strength. We're talking about multiple sets of low to medium reps.
Right.
And we're talking about not just arm training, because this is not just a course about building your arms. It's a complete head-to-toe, total body course that includes emphasis or specialization on the arms.
Right.
And that's really important, because one thing that a lot of people do when they try to build their arms is they either do nothing but arms, which doesn't work, or they do so much arm work that they end up, and Carl, you're probably going to guess where I'm going with this because you're sitting there with a sore shoulder right now,
right,
nursing some tendonitis. What do you think happens when 99.99% of the guys do the typical arm course that has every exercise under the sun for the biceps and every exercise under the sun for the triceps, many, many sets of many, many reps, at least 3 days a week, if not more? What happens to their elbows?
Overuse injuries. A variety.
Bingo.
Of them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, one thing that I noted in this course is that in the history of the iron game, we don't write courses about arm specialization. We write courses about how to screw up your arms.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. You cannot do curls and you cannot train your triceps if you've got inner elbow tendonitis. No one wants to believe that. No one wants to face it. But you know what? It happens over and over and over. And so what you need in the right kind of arm training is enough to make a difference, but not so much that you're going to end up with sore elbows.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen anybody address that, but to me, that's a pretty important point.
Yeah, and I agree. So people can go to your website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. And there they can find, what link are they looking for in order to find the...
They go to www.brookskubik.com. At the top of the bar on the first page is a link to Dyno Products. You go to the products page, it says Dinosaur Training Products. They're divided up into various items, and one of them is training courses. Go to training courses and look for Dinosaur Arm Training. Click on the link, and you'll see a photo of the cover featuring Clevio Massimo, who had one of the most ferociously strong and impressive-looking upper arms I've ever seen. Great photo. And it'll tell you more about the course and what's in it.
Cool.
As I said, if you're listening and you order it, please say, Carl sent me, and you will receive a bonus when I fill the order.
There you go. You receive 2 vials of Synthol to shoot directly into your biceps and make them larger the fast and inexpensive way. There you go.
Well, it wouldn't make them stronger, so
no.
I'm not going to send Synthol to anybody.
Of course not.
No. But this is the real deal. By the way, let me just very quickly note, right now I'm taking orders, so I know how many to print. So this is a pre-publication special.
Oh, cool. How long? What's the turnaround? In other words, if somebody orders it today, how long before they get their copy?
No more than 30 days from today. It's going to go out before the end of the month, and probably more. You know, probably more like 3 weeks.
Keep in mind, this same some of this information. Obviously, this book has even more information, but some of this information is now being sold in an out of print version for upwards of $100.
Well, this is like a gigantic step beyond the other one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's really totally new and everything. But the point is, I mean, I did an arm course 20 years ago that is now selling for almost $200 used on Amazon.com. And, you know, this one, trust me, it's not $200. And I'll tell you, it's got 20 years of additional learning and knowledge and trying stuff, figuring out what works and what doesn't. It's a real big course. And, Carl, it may be that 20 years from now, we'll do a show and we'll be laughing about this course that's, you know, selling on eBay or for, well, not eBay, but Amazon for who knows what.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and we'll say, hey, remember we offered it at $19.95 back then, remember?
Yeah, really. We'll just be chuckling.
There you go. All right, listen, Brooks, thanks for being on Super Human Radio today. Everybody go to Brooks Kubik, BrooksKubik.com. Get your copy of Dinosaur Arm Training today. Don't wait until you see it on Amazon for $200 10 years from now, and you'll have all this time from now till then to build your arm strength. There you go. Brooks, thanks
a
lot, man.
Hey, thanks, Carl.
Talk to you
man.
Soon.
Bye.
All right, when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Andrew on talking about white gold, his rendition of the research on milk. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, leave.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
What an appropriate song for the next subject. Eye of the Tiger from Rocky. My next guest is a fan favorite on the show. When he's on the show, people listen.
Dr. Andro. How are you, Dr. Andro?
I'm fine, and I hope you are too.
Very good, very good. We are going to be talking about a subject that is very near and dear to my heart. Although I'm not drinking milk right now at this moment, I tend to phase it in and out of my diet based on how I feel. As far as when I say I feel, my desire to drink it. But this is something that has been a staple of mine for at least the past 10 years. And that is, in my case, raw unpasteurized milk and raw unpasteurized colostrum. So there's a lot of debate out there about milk and its benefits. First of all, Dr. Andro, in your research, did you find a startling amount of information about raw unpasteurized milk at all, or was it hard to even find information about unpasteurized forms of milk?
Oh, it's very difficult to find information about milk in general. Because if you look at the research, you will find out that talking about milk is like talking about soup. You can have a tomato soup, you can have a chicken soup, and milk in general is, well, milk does not equal milk. There are so many different forms of milk. Of course, you have those milks with different fat content. This is what everybody's thinking about at the moment, I would assume. But even if you take milk from cows from the same region and you're looking at the composition of the milk, for example, in summer, and compare that to the composition in fall or something like that, then you will find differences, and therefore it's very different, very difficult even to compare findings of different studies, because you will always have to know exactly what cows from which type of cow the milk comes and what these cows were fed. And it's not only about raw versus pasteurized milk. There's so much more to the equation and to how the milk will affect your body and your immune system, your health, and even your exercise performance.
You know, much of what I understand about milk today has been realized, and I use the word realized specifically, when I look back at my own children and the breastfeeding of my children. Now that I understand, and this goes to what you're saying, now that I understand that what the mother eats greatly influences the quality and content of the milk that is then delivered to the baby, and when we talk about epigenetics and so on, it starts at the moment the child is breastfeeding. I know that there's many people who say that it starts in the womb, and it does, but when we talk about the nutritional effects on an epigenetic level, it starts the moment the mother is breastfeeding. If the mother is eating a diet high in lectins like gluten, high in processed foods, then the quality of the food being delivered to the baby is tainted. And that baby will develop allergies and so on early on as an infant. And the doctors will say, the baby must go on formula, when in fact the baby should not be put on formula. The mother's diet should be reviewed with the doctor. The doctor should say, well, what is it that you're eating that this baby is allergic to, because you're passing it through to the baby? So when you look at milk, first of all, we have to recognize that milk is the only thing that is truly in nature designed to be a complete food to sustain life. And once you agree to that, then you have to understand the value of what the host is eating in influencing the quality of that food.
That's exactly right. And milk is not only designed to nourish the child or to nourish the children of mammals, but it's also designed to create an animal, or in our case, a human being, in the image of its mother or its parents. Because the influence of how the mother or the mother's health on the baby's health via the breast milk is absolutely incredible. And if you think about this like that, then you will understand that if, for example, you have the child of a drug addict, of a sedentary drug addict, then you would probably say that this child will be better off if it's fed or if it's not breastfed.
Right.
And think about how today's cows are treated, then I would like to compare the ordinary dairy cow of today to a sedentary drug addict, because they are on a handful or even more drugs, and they do not move. They are just standing in their little boxes and are producing. They are treated like machines. And if you ask yourself, would you give your child the milk of a human mother that is sedentary and on drugs? Everybody would say no. But most people would say, well, milk is so healthy, so I'll go to the grocery store and just buy some milk. And they, what they understand is milk is just a white liquid that is full of ingredients that naturally would not belong there.
Very.
So in essence, what I'm hinting at is that many of the studies which found detrimental effects of milk on human health, many of these effects could be related to what is in the milk, what originally does not belong there. And this is not only about what the cows are fed, but, for example, the milk that is packed in those Tetra packs has been found to contain a bisphenol A at levels which are much higher, or the, if you consume 1 liter of these of this milk from a from one of these containers, then you will get more BPA than the Canadian health ministry estimated as maximal or average daily intake a human being should be exposed to.
Wow.
So the whole on the whole way from the cow to the consumer, there are lots of things are happening to the milk that in the end could even make a suboptimal product worse.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to start to dig into the research that you did that that determines whether or not milk is worthy of our dollars. If so, what milk, which milk is worthy of our dollars? Or is it just another conventional poison that we're being exposed to and being convinced that it's good for us? We're talking with Dr. Andro. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
T-H-R-O-X. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So let's start out with something that's important to our listeners, especially because most of our listeners are buying raw unpasteurized milk from good sources, okay, good farmers, hormone-free cows that are grazing grass. From that standpoint, let's operate from that standpoint for just a moment. This type of milk, is it worthy of us paying attention to it, especially from the standpoint of the muscle building effects?
It certainly is, I think, because in the article I wrote for the Subversity, I mentioned an incident on one of the message boards I'm frequenting, where people were talking about the ideal post-workout drink, and things came up like, well, got to have whey protein, of course, because whey protein is the gold standard. But, well, whey protein is a fast protein source, so we would have to add some casein, because casein is delivered slower to the muscle tissue, so we have a sustained-release protein as well. Well, we are all not so eager about carbohydrates, but at least some carbohydrates may be good in a post-workout chase, so we'll add some carbs. They should be, well, not the fastest type, but they should be released at a medium speed. And then, of course, we need, some vitamins and some minerals and, we have got so many ingredients. And then somebody came up and said, I think what you just described is plain milk. And he cited a few studies showing that, in fact, chocolate milk is one of the most effective post-workout nutrition shakes you could ever have. And in some studies, it even outperformed very expensive supplements.
Why chocolate milk, Dr. Andrew? Because it has an additional amount of sugar in it?
Yeah, I think the basic idea is that the research still is geared towards those carbohydrate drinks as post-workout nutrition. So in essence, you see that the science is starting in the early 2000s, and in the first studies, they always used, as a placebo or as a comparison, they used a plain carbohydrate drink. And this goes to show you that at that time, most or many of the researchers did not realize the importance of post-workout protein nutrition. And many of those early studies were also done with endurance athletes and these are known to have to replenish their glycogen stores, or are supposed to have to replenish their glycogen stores primarily. And so I think this is the reason people use chocolate milk. I must admit I have not seen a single study that used plain milk without the addition of chocolate. And if you look at the ingredient profile, I would call it, of milk, you will notice that this does not match the criteria of most of the nutritional scientists who are interested in optimizing post-workout nutrition, because they are looking for at least a 1-to-2 ratio of protein to carbohydrates, and that's not what you will find in milk. So the additional sugar from the chocolate milk is obligatory, at least from the perspective of most of those researchers. And this is why I think we do not see any studies using plain milk. And, of course, we do not see a single study comparing chocolate milk to raw milk, because raw milk is dangerous and will kill the poor subject because it's full of pathogens and of deadly bacteria, and it probably would not match those. There are those guidelines of how subjects in the study have to be handled and what you can do with them.
Right.
And this is probably much too dangerous for science to do, or for scientists to do to their poor subjects.
Right, right. Now, is there any evidence that the lack, well, actually the addition of antibiotics that are found in conventionally grown milk have any influence on body weight composition?
Well, there are studies that show that there is a certain interference, or a certain interference with your gut bacteria can have profound influence on body composition. Because if you get the antibiotic load from the milk, you of course will kill not only pathogenic but also good bacteria.
Right.
And I've only recently seen a report on the television where they compared raw milk from Switzerland to commercial milk, and they had one of those standard lab tests done where you put the milk into a petri dish and you look at the bacteria cultures that are rising in the petri dish. And at the end of this report, the scientist who did that for the TV station, he raised those petri dishes into the camera and said, well, look here, here's the commercial milk, and there is not one single bacteria. And then he raised the other one, and I must admit, it looked pretty ugly. You
right.
know how those petri dishes look,
right.
Which was the one he had used for the raw milk. And in fact, I was surprised that they did not cut their footage at this point, but had him tell the whole story, quote-unquote. And he said, what we see here is a host of beneficial bacteria which will help break down the proteins and the sugars from the milk. And all those beneficial bacteria are missing in the commercial
Wow, milk. I thought it was going to go the other way, and he was going to say, look, no bacteria here, tons of bacteria here, this is dangerous. But he was pointing out the benefits of that bacteria.
Yeah, I was surprised too, but in fact, he really said there's not a single pathogenic or dangerous bacteria found in this raw milk sample, but it's all natural bacteria like the one you would use to produce yogurt.
Wow.
Or kefir. Or,
and see, that's why if you take raw unpasteurized milk and leave it in your refrigerator for 3 weeks, and you take pasteurized milk and leave it in your refrigerator for 3 to 4 weeks, and you take the two out, the pasteurized milk will be rancid and sour, but the unpasteurized milk will begin to create what's known as clobber, which is a form of like a cross between kefir and yogurt. It becomes hard and tastes like sour cream. It tastes very good. And I regularly drink what would be considered quote unquote sour raw milk. There's times where I've opened up a container that I've had in the refrigerator for too long and I smell it, and I can smell that it has turned, but it still tastes good to me. It tastes like kefir. It's very good. And I've drank whole containers of it and not gotten sick from it. You couldn't do that with, you can't do that with pasteurized milk.
No, you can't. And maybe you remember, at least when I was a child, and you took milk and you heated it, then you got this the skim
yes.
on the top of the
skin. Yes.
With today's commercial milk, you won't get this anymore because most of the milk is treated in a way that people do not like this skin on the milk. They find it ugly and disgusting. And therefore, they change the fatty acid profile in a way that this fatty skin will not build up when you heat the milk.
I did not know
but,
that.
What is happening here is if you tweak around with the fatty acid composition, you will fundamentally decrease one of the most miraculous qualities of milk, which is, I think everybody will be familiar with the term liposomal delivery system.
Sure.
Because the supplement industry is pushing these today, that you have to take your vitamin C and your other vitamins and liposomal delivery system.
Right, and basically a liposome basically is a molecule of fat that actually encapsulates whatever it is that you want to deliver, and it actually gets it through the mucosal membrane as opposed to having to go through the digestive tract.
Yeah, it's an encapsulation of vitamins and other nutrients. It encapsulates.
Right.
It's a fatty acid
Trojan horse. I call it a fatty acid Trojan horse, actually, is what I call it.
Yeah, it is, in fact. And this is also why milk is, in a way, so beneficial but also so dangerous, because everything you put in it, or part of what you put in it, is encapsulated in these small particles, and they are delivered so effectively that that the good stuff and the bad stuff becomes more effective when it comes through milk.
Ah.
And you can do a very easy experiment. If you feed a cow for 2 weeks, half of her food stuff you replace it by carrots. Then and then you milk the cow. The milk will initially look white like normal milk, but when you start processing it, like bashing it in order to produce butter,
right?
You are destroying those encapsulations, and what is happening then is that the beta carotene is coming out of those liposomes and is released into the milk, and it starts to get orange.
Ah.
It's getting an orange color.
Interesting.
And this is a very easy experiment where you can see how nature invented liposomal delivery not only centuries, but aeons before any supplement company came out with the first liposomal encapsulated vitamin.
Interesting, interesting. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I would like to revisit colostrum because you and I had a preliminary discussion about colostrum. Where we were trying to determine whether or not it was realistic that colostrum could, in fact, deliver through the gut some of these large growth factors that are supposed to be in the colostrum and be beneficial of colostrum. And I want you to tell me if there's any update on this information. We're talking with Dr. Andro today. You can read his blog, which is fantastic. This is by far, in my humble opinion, if not the most well-written blog, one of the most well-written blogs. It reads like a magazine. The quality of his posts, both in the content, the depth of his research, and the formatting, is so pleasing to the eye. Go to Supversity, SUPPVERSITY .blogspot.com. We'll be right back. Great, the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4.
Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
You want to learn how to get raw milk where you live? Go to superhumanradio.com. At the very, very, very top of the homepage, you'll see a link that says free stuff. If you click the link that says free stuff, you'll see two links there. Get raw milk inside the U.S. and get raw milk in other countries. You can click those links and find a source for yourself. The only place that you'll find trouble is in the state of Nevada, because Nevada is one of the few states that it's illegal in any way, shape, or form to possess raw milk, to buy it, I should say. People in Nevada do go across the border to California to buy raw milk regularly, but it is a trek. You know, it's something that maybe you can carpool with 8 or 9 other families, where just once every 8 or 9 weeks, you're the one that's driving into California to pick up the raw milk. But you can find raw milk sources everywhere else. Go to superhumanradio.com at the top of the homepage, click the free stuff link, and then click the link for inside the United States or in other countries, and you can get raw milk and start benefiting from it now. My guest is Dr. Andro. His website is Supversity, supversity.blogspot.com. Quite a while ago, we talked about colostrum, Dr. Andro, and at that point in time, you were speculative of whether or not these larger folded peptides, growth factors, and so on, could actually make it through the adult gut. That you said that when the baby is young, in the first few weeks of life, this system in the stomach, this matrix, is not completely closed up, so anything can get through. But shortly after that period of time, it becomes increasingly difficult for anything large to get into the stomach, and that any growth factors resident in colostrum most likely would not be of a benefit to the adult. Is that still your findings?
In fact, it is. I've been really digging into this when I wrote this article, and I've tried to find studies investigating exactly that point. And when it comes to colostrum, it's even more difficult to find studies than when it comes to milk in general that relate in any way to growth enhancements in terms of athletic performance. But what we are talking about here is pretty much related to what you were talking to with Anthony about on Monday, because it's of course related to growth hormone.
Right.
And people who are reading the Subversity more often will remember my blog post on this dubious IGF-1 deer antler spray.
Right, right.
And even back then, I tried to find out if it was possible by any means for the IGF to pass the gut lining. And back then, I found that if it was possible, then milk, or colostrum particularly, would be one of the best candidates to make it possible, because the casein in the milk, or in the colostrum, is interestingly a natural protease inhibitor. That means it protects those large peptides from being broken down. So in essence, they would at least survive the passage through your intestines and could be taken up by the enterocytes of your endothelial layer in the intestine. So they could pass this barrier if it was quote-unquote leaky. And in human beings, this phase where our the gut lining is still permeable to almost everything we ingest is very short, because other than, for example, cows, or calves, we are not so dependent on the transference of all those immunoglobulins and other immune system factors and growth factors after we are born, because more of them are transferred via the placenta than other animals. So therefore, in human beings, this closure happens even even faster. But on the other hand, we all know that it has been established, meanwhile, that even adults have leaky guts. That is, our gut lining is not stable. And it's also known, or it has been known for years, that intense exercise can decrease the stability of the gut lining by up to 80%.
Really?
That means if you're exercising and reducing the stability or increasing the possibility of larger molecules to pass the gut lining and enter your bloodstream, and then after you're exercising, you're taking a colostrum supplement, or you're taking colostrum per se, which really has IGF in it, then it would be possible for the IGF to pass this barrier. At least this is a theoretical possibility. And there are studies back from the early 2000s which in fact found increased IGF levels after supplementation with colostrum. Now, back in the day, the other scientists claimed that the authors of this study did not use the right methods to measure the IGF, or there was some other fault to their study, and nobody wanted to believe that, in fact, the colostrum could increase IGF or growth hormone, because, in essence, the authors also speculated that the IGF, that this was the IGF from the colostrum passing through the gut and getting into the system. And nobody wanted to believe that. And in a follow-up study, they found
why doesn't anyone not want to believe that?
I don't know. I just know that in the reviews that appeared back in the day, in some of the in the scientific community, you write letters to the editor and you comment on studies. And many of those comments found a thousand of reasons why the study must be flawed. And so the researchers repeated basically the same experiment, but they used a different brand of colostrum supplement. And again, they found increased IGF levels, but this time they used a marker. So they marked the IGF from the colostrum in order to track it and to see
If that was actually the IGF that was showing up in the bloodstream.
Exactly, that's what they did. So the methodology was improved in order to, as a reaction to the commentary by their colleagues. And in this study, they found that they saw about the same increase in IGF, but the IGF in the bloodstream was not the IGF that was administered in the colostrum.
Okay, it is well known by those who are opponents of the consumption of milk. And we're talking about intelligent individuals like Dr. Lauren Cordain, who is an opponent of milk in general, but he likes the idea of raw milk. He just feels it's unrealistic for everybody to drink raw milk. With that being said, the reason that the opponents of milk consumption oppose it is because milk will consistently elevate IGF-1 levels in the one consuming it, and they link IGF-1 levels to cancer. Even though I believe that it's corollary, not causative. So obviously milk raises IGF-1 levels, so why wouldn't colostrum raise them without the effects necessarily being from a transmission of the resident IGF in the milk into the body, but something about the protein and fat in the milk causing an increase in IGF-1 production in the body?
Yeah, exactly. But this is a mechanism scientists still do not really understand. And only today I know that this issue would come up, the cancer issue. So before the show began, I did dig into some of the more recent studies on milk and cancer. And
I saw
the
that.
Between milk and cancer. And most of the recent meta-reviews, they say that only in certain risk populations, for example, in postmenopausal women, there is one study that found a slight increase in cancer risk by milk consumption. And on the other hand, you have a handful of studies which cite, for example, that the participation in school milk programs in New Zealand was associated with a 2.1 reduction in the odds ratio for colorectal cancer for every 100 half-pint bottles drunk. That is, the more milk those children drank when they participated in the school milk program in New Zealand, the less was their chance that they would develop cancer. And this is quite interesting because there is a group of pediatricians who wrote an article in which they say that the exposure to milk in childhood may increase IGF levels in childhood. But we all know that in childhood and in adolescence, of course, all our hormones are at a very high level, and still we do not get cancer. And what those pediatricians are saying is that due to your hypothalamus being accustomed to those higher levels, it will, in the later ages, the levels will decline or they won't be as high, and therefore there could be a protective mechanism, in fact, even if IGF levels would be raised in childhood. And there are lots of other studies, most of which did not find any conclusive evidence or either the opposite, that is, milk is rather protective. Protective against cancer, then it would produce cancer. And I found one study, which I think is particularly interesting, when we are coming back to what I said in the beginning, that milk is not, that all milk is not created equal.
Right, and I was talking about lectins and what gets through the milk into the infant.
Yeah, exactly, and I already posted a link on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
So if people are listening live, they could click on the link and check out the results of the study where they fed rats or the rat offspring with milk. One group with milk high in isoflavones and one group with milk low in isoflavones. And both milks, of course, contained IGF-1 and they also contained estrogens. But this was the normal amount of estrogens and of IGF-1 that is present in milk. Only the lectin content and the isoflavone content varied. And what happened was that the rats who got the milk from the cows who had been fed with isoflavones or with isoflavone-containing products, I assume it would have been soy, those rats receiving the milk from those isoflavone-fed cows, they developed cancer, or they had at least a higher chance of developing cancer than their peers. So, in essence, it all comes back to what type of milk you're consuming if you are increasing your cancer risk. And I've already hinted at the BPA issue before. So, if you are consuming milk that has been transported in containers which are made of plastics that contain BPA, then the BPA will be encapsulated in the fat and will be delivered right to your tissue. And this is something you certainly would want to avoid.
That's why I get my raw milk in glass bottles, and we wash them and bring them back to the farmer, and he refills them. So there you go. All right, we got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pose my theory on why I think milk has an effect on IGF-1, and I think that you will find that you're either going to think that my opinion is bizarre or that I am a savant of some sort. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, Iron Mag Labs has a 20% off sale on everything through Monday, Labor Day, their Labor Day sale. Use the coupon code LABORDAY20, Labor Day 20. Get everything at Iron Mag Labs at 20% off. Don't forget, Super DMZ builds a pound of muscle a day, but it is not for the weak of heart. I mean, this stuff is as powerful as any legitimate anabolic steroid you could buy. Okay. My guest this hour is Dr. Andro. We're talking about milk. Okay, so let me give you my postulation.
And, I'm listening.
And perhaps you'll think it's absurd. We now know that many of the things that we haven't paid attention to, that we thought were just simple nuances, have a greater effect on the body than we once thought. For instance, we know that the signal at the tongue of something sweet can elicit an insulin response before the sugar is actually present in the bloodstream as the body readies itself for the oncoming glucose load, even if that is an artificial sweetener. We know this now. We know that the tongue plays a much larger role than just our goal of satisfaction. I would submit to you that from the beginning of mammals, the first days of mammals, where we were born and we drank the milk of our mothers and we grew, the taste of milk, the encoding of this flavor and its components are emblazoned into our DNA. That when we taste milk, the body already starts to do certain things to ready itself to take advantage of the benefits of the ensuing nutrients that will be delivered to us. This could be thought of as an intrinsic and extrinsic effect of drinking milk. I would submit to you that the rise in IGF-1 is produced by the body in anticipation of the consumption of milk, and actually the signaling of that starts at the tongue. Now, you can laugh at me if you'd like.
I don't think I have to laugh, but I think that it's maybe not really the taste in the sense, but it could be a signaling. And I don't know if it's already starting in your mouth, but I'm pretty sure that there is some relation of what milk or colostrum especially is doing in your gut. Because there are also interesting studies which show that, in fact, colostrum administration or drinking colostrum right after exercising will help close the gut again. So it has a major impact on the epithelial layer or the cells in your gut. And I also think that the IGF in the colostrum and in milk in general, but especially in colostrum, does not work systemically, but locally at the gut level, as much as all those immunoglobulins also work at the gut level. And it could be possible that your theory is spot on, that their effect, or they are our bodies think it's or accept it as a trigger. And they know that if the combination of these nutrients or these signal molecules arrives at the level of the gut, it's time to release growth hormone, because we are getting all those crucial nutrients.
Right.
And we should really make good use of this, of these nutrients.
Right.
And it could be possible. And I think we still do not really understand the complex mechanisms behind that. And of course, there is really the problem that we are, all the studies that are done are using different types of milk and milk with slightly different combinations. And I remember that when I was a child, there was still only two types of milk. There was this homogenized milk and the full milk. It was called full milk, or the literal translation would at least be full milk. And I remember that I only liked a certain brand, and every brand tasted differently.
Hmm.
And this is something that is particularly characteristic of our modern societies, that we want our foodstuff to taste exactly the same every day, and the industry is doing everything to achieve that. So our milk today is so standardized that everything that does not fit into this standardization
Right.
is filtered out. And in essence,
it's because people interpret non-standardization as it pertains to flavor and presentation as a flaw. They have to realize that this is the way nature intended it. The early milk in the spring has a much different taste than the midsummer milk. And winter milk has a totally different taste entirely. The fat content is different because the cows are eating different. Their bodies are acting different. And there are periods of time in the coldest points of winter where there is snow. The cows don't produce any milk. People, they abstain from drinking milk at those points in time. This is the way it should be.
And the fat content, for example, is always different.
Right.
And this must be standardized today. So what are they doing? They are taking the milk. They are disassembling the milk into its components. They are mixing it together in another way. It's like you would buy a Porsche here in Germany, and the U.S. Customs would take your Porsche, take all the parts apart, take it completely apart, and assemble it in a much different way and take some of the good things away. That's how milk is processed today.
Yeah, yeah. And homogenization was explained to me by Dr. Ron Schmidt, who wrote the book, The Untold Story of Milk. When you force the fat through these osmotic membranes, molecular sieves.
Yeah, 2 metric tons.
Right. They destroy the fat. They rupture the fat. They damage the fat. And what's the word I'm looking for that the raw food eaters like to use about protein? They denature the fat. The fat is then foreign to the body. The fat is not recognized by the body any longer.
Yeah, this is, of course, when the lipid layers are damaged, those liposomal delivery systems I've been talking about before. But in fact, I just want to use this chance to plug something, because in the weeks to come, you will be able to see how drinking raw milk and eating raw food can affect your body composition. Because I've been talking to Adolf Serain. He's a wheelchair bodybuilder.
Yes, he was on the show, and I actually saw this anticipating your blog here. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And he is this week's Sapiensity student spotlight, and you can read his bio on my webpage. And in the weeks to come, he will have a nice doco of his preparation for the Wheelchair Nationals, where I think, or I hope, that he will be able to grab his pro card. And the special thing about all this contest preparation is that he decided, because he listened to Superhuman Radio, and you are talking about raw food eating, drinking raw milk, and all the benefits of this.
And periodic, and isn't he also going to use intermittent fasting in his protocol?
Yeah, exactly. He's combining those two superhuman tools and is trying to see what will come out of it. So it's it will be a very interesting time, and if people are interested, we will be having weekly updates on the Sapiensity, on his progress with pictures and probably also training videos, information on his nutrition and how he's feeling on this diet, which is obviously also new for him, because hitherto he had always tried a low-carb approach to contest preparation, but a rather classical one. So raw food eating and intermittent fasting is both completely new to him, and we will see how this will turn out.
Why don't we do this? I know you're going to be blogging about him, but at some milestone point in his progress, let's have you and he on the show to discuss what's been going on with him, what worked, what didn't work, and kind of give the listeners an advanced primer, if you will, of what he's doing.
Yeah, that would be great. I think he will be excited to do this.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Very, very inspirational story, and I'm flattered.
Yeah.
I'm flattered that he attributes. I mean, there's a lot other people who are talking about the same things I am. I'm not bringing these stories to the forefront, but I'm just flattered that he feels like he learned about it here. So,
well, it's about the community and about the people sticking together, discussing topics like that. That's all Superhuman Radio is about.
Yeah, yeah, the community. You're absolutely right. Anyway, let's go ahead and plug your blog. You want to give a peek, an anticipatory peek on what's coming up in your blog next, Dr. Andrew?
Well, this weekend I hope to finish at least the first part of a write-up on intermittent fasting and how it's working or could be working for you in order to improve your body composition. And this is also related to what I've mentioned before, because in the weeks to come, we are not only trying to provide readers and with concrete information from our Belfast contest preparation, but also with some scientific background on how this could work and why this will work. I'm quite convinced that it will work. So it will be quite an exciting time.
Excellent, excellent. And you can learn more about Dr. Andro by reading his blog, which is Supversity, Supversity, .blogspot.com. Dr. Andro, thank you so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
It was a pleasure, like always.
Okay, talk to you again soon. Okay, and we also want to thank Brooks Kubik for being on Superhuman Radio today. You can go to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com, to learn more about his dinosaur arm training manual. And Elisa Profumo has a fantastic show planned for tomorrow. We've got a great episode of Casual Friday. You don't want to miss that. To all my listeners around the world, remember, live stronger and live longer. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.